Good evening. Welcome back to Kiss God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com. I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for leaning in to one of the greatest stations on the network. Love is where it's at. Giving you the best that we got, nonstop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sharing the message, the music, creating moments and memories that you will never forget. So for the next 30 minutes, I want you to get ready to believe and receive what God has in store for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back with more of Kiss God Radio. This is BHM, Black History Month. As we share the love with one another, let's continue to honor all those that have gone before us and those that are still with us. Our historians, legends, and trailblazers. Dr. Mae Jemison, our first African-American female astronaut, said it like this: never be limited by other people's limited imagination. And our very own Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. He continues and says, I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. And his wife Coretta Scott King said, hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the haters. Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Our sister Rosa Parks said, I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Nelson Mandela said, for to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. Our sister Maya Angelou said it best, the need for change bulldozed a road down the center of my mind. And the one and only Barack Obama said, change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
You know, this world is black and left. Somewhere out there, there is a man, woman, boy, or girl that needs our love. Let's spread love and not hate. I want you to know that I love you.
Now, Heavenly Father, bless this time that we have together. And thank you for loving us like no other. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Whew, my God, my God. That's a wonderful song. Wonderful, wonderful. People of God, I want to thank you once again for joining me right here on LoveRealNetwork.com for Kiss God Radio. I want to take you to Romans, the 13th chapter, and I want to read just a couple of scriptures, if you don't mind, that is relating to my message tonight. I know this is not Bible class, but it is Kiss God Radio. Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse, here begins the reading of God's word. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believe. I'm going to stop there. I had more to read, but I think that's enough. That's really says just about what I need to say to you. Tonight's message is, now is the time. And what I love about that text, it says, now is the high time to awake out of sleep. It's kind of letting us know that we were sleeping too long. And now is the time to get up, to do, to move. Now is the time. Now is your time. We're making it personal, right? Now is your time. Now is my time. And so I want to talk to you, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about who's in your life, who you allowed in your life, who's in your room. We've been talking about how they got there. They came through the door. That is one door. It's a door of entrance only. And using the imagination that once they come through that door, there's no exit. So now we have an issue if they're the wrong people. So through our imagination, as we talk and we take this journey together, we're seeing that we need to make better choices in allowing people in our lives. So last week, what we did, we created a list of words, and there are people that went to my Facebook page, and I listed several words that would help them to create a value starter list. And so with that in mind, it helps you to determine your values. But now tonight, we determine our values. But once we determine our values, you have to defend your values. You got it? Determining your values is one thing. Defending your values is another thing. Because what consumes your time controls your mind. So we're trying to figure out, how do I determine who comes in? Because what we're trying to do is make sure the right people come in and we keep the wrong people out. Well, you know, Pastor B, how do you determine that? You determine that by lining up your values, making a list, and making sure that these people connect with these values even in their life. So we're going to talk about that, all right? So here we go. When we look at, again, I mentioned him last week, Jerry Peraz from Stanford University Graduate School of Business, he shared, he said, I don't believe in words anymore. I only believe in behaviors. I love that. I think that's so powerful. I don't believe in words anymore. I only believe in behaviors. In other words, he's saying, I believe in actions. I believe what people are just saying to me. I believe in actions. So we must identify our values. So once you did that with the words that I gave you, achievement, adventure, authenticity, commitment, so forth and so on, you listed those words. And now you have to interpret their meaning however you like, right? And once you create that, you're seeking a body and soul, heart and mind resonance here. You know, what is meaningful? What words connect with you on that list? So now the reality is your current values are where you are investing your time now. And your aspirational values, which are the values you would like to exhibit in your life, are what you want to manifest in your life. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question very quickly. If I was to follow you around for a week with a camera, we would quickly learn, or I would quickly learn, what you truly value by what you actually prioritize in your life during that week. So the question is, if I did follow you around for a week with a video camera, how often are you doing things completely out of alignment with your declared values? And so how many times do we put our values down for, I guess I could say, for, you know, satisfaction to the flesh or for pleasure? You know, how many times, you know, do we literally get off track during the week? So that's just something to think about, right? But I want to say to you, now is the time to take all the unproductive behaviors and values and replace them with the new values that will create a more fulfilling life for you. Because this, my brothers and sisters, is the season of fulfillment. You must be fulfilled. Now is the time. As singles, and I'm talking to singles tonight. Again, there's, you know, married couples are on here as well. We say welcome and God bless you. I get it. But singles, I'm saying this to you. We have to start preparing our life, making better decisions, better choices, understanding how to protect, how to defend, how to guard our life. Are you with me? So again, now is the time to take all of the unproductive behaviors and values and replace them with new values that will create a more fulfilling life for yourself. So now you take that list, and after you finalize your list, you write a sentence or two describing how this value is important to you and how you express it through your behavior. It's very helpful to think of these words and start categorizing them, because all of the words are not going to be placed in one category. You have to separate them. You got to sort them, sort the descriptions according to how that value is part of a range of life categories, such as professional values, parenting values, social life values, family values. Are you with me? Financial values, you know, values on where, you know, you invest your money. So there's no hard and fast way to do this. So you start writing the words, categorize them, and you start writing something like this. So you take family. My family is my personal foundation. You know, I cherish my time with my spouse, my family, my children, and I look for opportunities to grow with them. Got it? Then you have relationships and teamwork. And it says this: I seek opportunities to grow and to nurture strong, loving relationships with quality individuals. And I know I will get further when I foster teamwork. Then you might have leadership, mentoring, and coaching. These are all in that list that I gave you. And you write, I believe leadership is one of the most important attributes of my success. I see like-minded mentors, colleagues, employees. I enjoy both opportunities to mentor and coach others, as well as being mentored and coached myself. Now, these are just examples. You take these words that I gave you, and your valued starter list, that's what we called them, valued starter list, and you put a sentence. You know, what does this mean to you? You know, your physical and your spiritual well-being. And so you write something like, I maintain healthy practice, including diet, exercise, meditation, and I avoid things that may damage my health or my psyche, you know. So these things are very, very important. This is really great exercise. It's really a great exercise. So there's some instances that will help you, because you're really writing a personal declaration. And a personal declaration is a document that details your values within a much richer context. So it contains sections that break down your values into different categories of your life, and there's many ways to do it. So you take business as one, two, financial, family, three, four, health, spiritual, five, six, friends and social life, and even fun, you know, where you want to have fun in your life. So these are categories that you take these words. Listen to me. This is very critical. And this is the reason why many of us keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again because we're not writing a personal declaration for our life. We have to. This particular declaration, it really has room to explain your purpose in life, you know, in a single word. And you know, what is your formula for success? You know, what is the legacy you want to have? What's your long-term intentions, you know, over these seven areas? What are your goals that you're giving yourself? What are your affirmations? What is your motivation? What is your inspiration? What are the quotes that you like best? And how does the people that you're connected to, how do they fit in? Now, let me move quickly. I want you to get this. I want you to really get this. You have to start having something that is called, you have to start having something that is called deal breakers. You know, you got to identify your deal breakers. This step is very important part of assessing your values. Everyone needs to have a deal breaker list. All right. You really don't think about it until somebody does something and they're already there. They're already in the room. And now you are aware that it's a deal breaker, but guess what? They're there. Now, how do we deal with that? So it's a list that you have to have before they come in. It's a list of values. It's a list of behaviors. It's a list of attributes. It's a list of characteristics, projects, etc. You know what I mean? That you just won't tolerate, period. I'm not going to tolerate it, period. So you have to let your imagination run free with this exercise. Here are some questions. Yeah, I was telling a great friend of mine today. I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but that the reason why we're getting the wrong answers is because we're asking the wrong questions. So if we want to get the right answers, ask the right questions. So here's a question. When was the last time you were really angry and frustrated? Why? You got to answer that question. Here's another one. What makes your life less fulfilling than you think it should be? All right. Here's another one. What is the trait that you most deplore in others? What's the most trait that you don't like in others? Here's another one. What is it that you most dislike about certain behaviors, period? Here's another one. What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery? Last one. What do you find troubling about your friends? So after you think about this, after you write these questions down, you want to start making a list of your deal breakers. See, it simply records behaviors you despise. You got it? I don't want to tolerate this anymore. You have to, because what happens, we let our guards down. And when we let guards down and we settle, they come in and we can't get them out. So you got to write down the behaviors or the traits you know, that you don't like, and when you observe them, you know, these things, like you know, when these things happen in your life, they seem like nails running across a chalkboard. You're like grabbing your ears, like, you know, these dislikes can be things that are like lying, cheating, drama, you know, just gross exaggeration, irresponsibility, stubbornness, you know, just stuff that you just can't stand. And these things are literally in your room. They're in your life. They're creating a certain atmosphere, and it's not good. So you gotta create a set of rules or attributes that will help you make better decisions in your life. Now is the time, y'all. Now is the time that you have to do this. You have to do this. You can't just settle any more. You have to know, listen, if the people are going to come and they're going to line up, if that man is going to come, if that woman is going to come, there's nothing wrong with having a personal declaration in your life. There's nothing wrong with having values that you know of and that you're aware of and that you have rules and that you will not tolerate this. Understand this. Now, you might have to spend time with people outside of your room in order to see what their values are. You got it? All right. So you got to spend time with yourself first. You have to know what you value. Determine and defend. Determine and defend. Y'all stay with me here. Determine and defend. You know, you start writing some things down, and this takes some time. You know, they must contribute an equal amount to the relationship. How about that? They must work in a field that has a positive impact in the world, so to speak. I'm just, you know, we're just looking at this. So they must be loyal and honest. They must be open-minded and have a sense of humor. This is what it's all about. And your deal breaker list will start like this. I will not tolerate anyone who is controlling or narcissistic. I will not tolerate anyone who is always late and forgetful. Guess I'm out. I will not tolerate anyone who complains all the time and acts needy. I will not tolerate anyone who introduces excess drama into my life. So listen, all of these are exercises. Because let me tell you something, y'all. Time is your friend. But I'm telling you now, the time is now. So you might start with a long, disjointed list. I get it. But you're going to revisit, and you're going to boil down to your main deal breakers that just might be a handful of concepts, because knowing your values controls your life. I'm here to tell you, it is so important. Knowing your values and your deal breakers is empowering, because it positions you to take more control over your life. Listen to me. Your moments of putting out fires will decrease, and moments of enjoying life and the people around you will increase. So it's important for us to get this. We must get this down pat. People, you got to take moments. You got to do this. Create your list. Put them in a sentence. How do they relate to you? Are you with me? Start writing down what you will not tolerate. You got it? What you will not tolerate. It's so critical. You will not tolerate certain things. You're not being anal. You're just guarding your life. You got to do this now. Now is the time. Because there's too many things that happen in your world, in your life, that hindered you from purpose, that stopped you. You gave yourself up to this person. You gave your life. You gave your body. You gave up so much to this one person, and then it didn't work. Come on, Pate. Listen to me. You did, right? And we are all, you know, this all affects us because we have allowed certain things in. I know I did. I've wasted people's time, and I wasted my own time, and I wasted their time. We can't do that no more. And the reason why is because the core values, the list was not made. And I believe that when we start to do this now, we'll have a better life. Y'all listen to what I'm saying to you. I truly believe that your better days in relationships is coming. Your better days. If you do what I'm saying to do, if you do this, better days are coming in your relationship. Y'all, this is Pastor P. My time is up. And I thank you for yours. And I want you to join me next week. All right? We got more to dive into. Bring people in, you know, and listen, never disagree what you don't understand. Never disagree with what you don't understand. Make sure you get full understanding of what I'm saying. Think about it. Write some things down. Go back to loveradionetwork.com and listen to it all over again. All right, I'll see y'all next week, next Tuesday at 8 p.m. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, how you doing? Take us to the bridge.
I'm gonna die.